Greetings, WinJet community. It's Wednesday, 11 a.m. PST due to math, wherever you are. I don't know that time converting shit. Anyways, it's Angelo from Alpha Hippie. I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for being here with us. And it really means a lot that you take time out of your day to check us out. So the topic of today is discipline. And it's such an interesting topic, discipline. And when you're looking at just creation and even the cornerstone of advancement or masculine energy sometimes, right? And masculine energy is very important to understand that it's not gender bias. Everyone should and has access to masculine energy. If you are going to create and do any action at any time, that therefore falls under masculine energy. And those of you out there, entrepreneurs, creators, podcasters, anything like that, what usually holds people up and doing anything in their life, accomplishing things, stepping into their highest self, is lack of discipline. And I'll give you guys a couple definitions of discipline. I'll give you mine, and then I'm going to give you my favorite of someone else's. Of course, mine's my favorite. I'm part narcissist. You got to be to sit in front of a camera like this every week and talk, you know? Anyways, so my definition of discipline is your ability to say no and not care about someone else's feelings on the other end, including your own. And for me, a lot of people who are people pleasers, usually do not have great discipline. So if you're out there and you're concerned about how everyone's going to think about you, feel about you, all this stuff, I am willing to bet you do not follow through on your commitments that you make to yourself, and you wind up disappointing yourself and then resenting the other people anyway. And so for me, discipline is your ability to say no. Say no to other people and say no to yourself and say yes to your higher self and the future self. So every time that you are thinking of not getting up when you're supposed to, not keeping that schedule and structure that T-Flow, my man in the studio, was just telling me about, you miss your chance to have discipline and just hammer a nail in the habit of developing discipline, because we oftentimes get wrapped up in feelings, which are very important, yet they do not allow us to advance and grow. Think about this. If I wanted to grow in my business and didn't know how to set an alarm and get past my own little thoughts that it's cold and my bed's warm and all that stuff, and tell myself, no, it's time to get up, put your feet on the ground, I couldn't really accomplish much in my life. If I didn't have enough courage to walk up to my wife and get past my feelings and say, no, that girl over there is giving me the right vibration, I may not have a wife right now and not a beautiful family to be with. So when you're thinking of what you want to accomplish in your life, discipline is the foundation for doing this. I believe a month or two ago, I talked about structure plus discipline plus consistency is the foundation of success. Well, discipline is just so important. So please forego your feelings. And I have news for you. No one, right? Like, don't worry about anyone else's. Worry about yours, and you're not in charge of anyone else's feelings. Say no to yourself so you could say yes to your future self, because it'll only hurt for a couple moments to say no to you or someone else, because the energy that you will receive from saying no after that is well worth it, I promise you. So get past those fears. The second definition that I really, really love, or explanation around discipline, is from Mike Tyson. So Mike Tyson says that discipline is learning to fall in love with the things you hate. And wow. I mean, just, you know, I know people might look at Mike Tyson and go, man, that guy's not a philosopher. I got news for you. Mike Tyson, once you get past that crazy tattoo, the biting of the ear, you know, that gold tooth and all that boxing stuff, he does say some remarkable things, because like it or not, you do not become the youngest heavyweight world champ. You don't knock out everyone in your path to get there and become the level of boxer that he is without discipline. And so learning to love the things you hate. So before you are about to begin any endeavor, write down all the things you hate, and then practice falling in love with all of them. Find love in the things that you hate, and there's nothing that you cannot create. So I wish all of you the courage it really takes to have discipline, the boldness it takes to have discipline. Because the more you are able to embody discipline, the more freedom that you will actually have, the better life that you will have, and the more abundance that you will actually live with. It's not constricting to have discipline. It's more freeing. Before I sign off, I wanted to share something very, very important. Over the next couple months, I've opened up my books to take two clients on one-on-one, men preferably, to work with, to help them gain a deeper sense of their masculinity or discipline. If you or you know another man that may be struggling to step into their highest self that you know is capable of more, please have them message me at IMAlphaHippie on Instagram, Angelo@IMAlphaHippie.com. I mean, hell, it's 2021. It's everyone could get a hold of someone some way, slip into the DMs, the emails. Who knows? My phone number's probably somewhere, you know, on a bathroom stall or, you know, somewhere else online. Have them reach out to me if you know anyone or you are listening to this and know that you're capable of more, yet you haven't been able to step into it. I look forward to serving you all, beautiful Winject community. I look forward to hearing from anyone that wants to provide me any feedback. And when I say feedback, I do not mean flattery. Come at me with your truth, because I'm honored to hear it. Whether or not it's something I agree with, I'm so happy to hear what you think of what we're creating, because all I'm trying to do is be a better man myself, and truth grates the ear sometimes. Thank you for listening to this beautiful show. I look forward to serving this community as much as I possibly can. And if there's anything I could do for any of you, you know where to find me. I'll see you next week. Alpha Hippie, out.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.